obviously, if you're a regular listener to the show, regular listener to the radio station, you'll know we champion the West Midlands. We back, support, campaign on its behalf and anything that does so as well. Why, we were delighted to discover that an independent website promoting what is called the City of a Thousand Trades has now won a top award. CreatedInBirmingham.com, which features daily updates and news from the city's creative community, has been awarded the best UK blog in the 2008 Weblog Awards. Delighted to say its editor, Chris Unit, joins me in the studio this morning. Morning, Chris.
Morning, Phil.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Fantastic achievement. This came to my attention a couple of weeks ago because there was a vote, essentially, wasn't there, to decide what was the best blog in the UK.
That's right, yeah, it was a public vote.
Right.
Anyone could chip in if they wanted to support everyone, and we were fantastically lucky that the community that Created in Birmingham has been supporting for the past 2 years decided to return the favour. I didn't expect that we'd get more than 1,000 votes. We ended up polling 6,200 or so.
Fantastic.
Taking 40% of the vote, which was incredible.
What is Created in Birmingham?
Created in Birmingham is, it was set up a couple of years ago by a guy called Pete Ashton and another guy called Steph Lewandowski. And the idea was to try and tease out some of the smaller, more independent art and creativity that was going on in Birmingham that was slightly under the surface, that people couldn't quite get a handle on quite what was going on, although they knew that something was happening.
Mm.
And so they set up for zero cost, essentially, to set up a website and started throwing news at it. And 2 years later, it's won. This is the second award it's won.
But it won a Guardian Award.
It was the Media Guardian Innovation Award for Best Independent Blog last year. And so we've had more recognition this year again. It shows that there's something good happening in Birmingham.
In the vote, you were up against, there were 10 sites that eventually you could actually vote for, but it quickly became a two-horse race between yourselves and the Spectator's Melanie Phillips. How does it feel to kind of beaten off a national publication here in Birmingham?
Well, I think it's, like I say, it's vindication that what we're doing is a good thing. Melanie Phillips has got fantastically loyal support.
Mm.
And the name of the Spectator behind them, it shows that someone can set up something quite small, very lightweight, and just with a bit of enthusiasm, a bit of belief, and actually make something of it by gathering a kind of community effort behind it, which is essentially what Created in Birmingham is.
Mm.
It's the sum of its parts. It's all the people around Birmingham who use it, who send information in, who go to these events, and who voted for us in the end.
You're stepping down in April, and there'll be a new editor, as it were.
I'm stepping down at the end of the month.
Oh, are you?
Yeah,
all right,
sooner
okay.
than that.
Sooner than we thought.
Sooner all than right. we thought.
So what are you going to do?
Well, the idea is to pass it on to someone who is going to bring some fresh enthusiasm to it. So Kate Spragg's going to take on from where I've left off. I'm going to move on to various things. I'm quite interested in helping other arts organisations and artists to use the sort of things that we've done with Created in Birmingham to give them a comparable voice, to try and help the artists of Birmingham and the organisations of Birmingham to punch above their weight in the same way.
Well, look, I wish you the best of luck with that. And
thank you very much.
Give all our best to everybody on the Created in Birmingham team there. If you go on the site, there's a picture of all the team there as well for you to have a look at. So you can see exactly what Kate, the new editor, looks like, as well as all the other contributors. I don't know, I mean, you welcome contributions all the time, I'm sure, don't you?
Yeah, if you're doing anything, if you know of anything going on that it should be mentioned, then just email it to createdinbirmingham@gmail.com and we'll take it from there.
Createdinbirmingham.com. We're going to look at the weblog yourself. Describe Kate as an entrepot for the cultural chaos of Birmingham. I like that phrase.
That's excellent. Okay.
I want our show to be an entrepot. It's already chaotic. Just throw the entrepot in. Chris, best of luck. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming.
Thank you very much.
And if you want to have a look at createdinbirmingham.com, see it for yourself.
BBC WM